Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's first reading, we continue from the first letter of St. John. And he writes, "Who indeed is the victor over the world, but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?" Now, by using this word victor, he's implying that there's a contest, a battle, some type of confrontation going on. And so this is between every man and the world, right? And there are winners and there are losers. And there are many, many, we would say certainly the most people, don't even realize that there's this battle going on. And the battle regards the state of grace of your soul. Okay, the world trying to rob you of the state of grace by means of the concupiscence of the flesh, the concupiscence of the eyes, and the pride of life. And you fighting by means of faith, hope, and charity, and the other virtues and spiritual weapons, in order to preserve the state of grace and to make that grace grow in your soul, the process of sanctification, becoming a saint. And so we see in the scriptures that Jesus Christ is the first victor over the world. Remember at the Last Supper, he says to the apostles, "In the world you will find tribulations, but take courage. I have overcome the world." Right? That's what our Lord is talking about. He is victor over the world. And this is what we sing every evening at benediction, the Christus vincit. What has he conquered? What is he victor over? He is victor over the world, as he himself said. And so St. John says that the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God is victor over the world. And he's talking about living faith. Okay, not just believing. Okay, an uninformed faith. We know that people who are not in the state of grace can still have faith, believe that Jesus is the Son of God. But we're talking about living faith, faith vivified by God's grace, by supernatural charity, and demonstrated concretely by good works and by avoiding sin. And so the person who possesses living faith has God's grace in his soul. He is in the state of grace, and therefore he is victor over the world and all of its seductions. St. John, earlier on in this letter, will write, "Love not the world, nor the things which are in the world. If any man love the world, the charity of the Father is not in him." You see, it's one or the other. We either comply with the world and its demands, or we love God and despise the world. St. John continues, "For all that is in the world is the concupiscence of the flesh, and the concupiscence of the eyes, and the pride of life, which is not of the Father, but is of the world, and trying to rob your soul of the state of grace. And the world passeth away, and the concupiscence thereof." Right there we see how foolish it is to run after the things of the world and to lose God's grace, because they pass away. "But he that does the will of God abideth forever." All right, so by adhering to God and his holy will, we preserve the state of grace, and we will enter into eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.